I wanted to finish off the this is actually a momentous occasion. It's the last siman that really we finish all of from where we started from. We started from way back when of Birchas, starting the Birchas in the morning, the Brachas in the morning, and we've done through then some, I don't know, I think we're up to 30, 40 Shurim. And now finally we're finishing off the end of our Pesukei de Zimra, our Ishtabach, our Kaddish, to Baruch Hu. And then Mirs Hashem, how we will start Kriya Shema, and I did that on purpose because that's a much more difficult topic. And I told him he could also do Tefillin if he wants. I skipped that too. But the topic tonight that I want to discuss is very much related always to Inyan HaBiyoma, because it's Elul, so we have to prepare ourselves with our Tefillah. And we'll see a little Mr. Haskell later on about Baruch Hu. The story I don't have to tell you, because you probably know the story. Now, there's one tefillah that's miyuchedes, if you ever go to the Kotel. Right? Because there's one man at the Kotel who stands there all day, and all he does is answer the Baruch Hus. And if you don't know who that person is, you've never been to the Kotel, and you've never watched TV. Because remember, they have a story about the Kotel, any Goyish story, they have that guy that goes, Baruch Hu et Hashem, and he goes on and on. I'm the Vodach, he's got the long beard, the straggly beard. Anyway, I know him. I went to Shiva Hakotel. And all Mamish, all he does all day is answer, to be able to answer, Baruch Hashem, Vodach, Yolam Vod. And then, of course, he ends it off with, Woo! So that's a little different. That I'm not going to find a makor for. The topic of the shiur, I don't know why I did that, but is on your backward sheet tonight, is the four W's of Baruch Hu. I don't know if I'll have the answer to who, but there's a number of minhagim tonight that we're going to discuss. Namely, that of bowing for Baruch Hu, namely that of, if you come late, saying Baruch Hu after davening, and that of the connection of Baruch Hu to Yotzei Or. We're going to discuss a very halachah ma'aseh question. If a person comes late to shul, so should he hurry up for what? Meaning, does he have to, we know he has to say Shmon Esrei for the Tzibur, is there any mile of him saying Baruch Hu with the Tzibur? And that's halacha l'maisa, because it would mean, should I say more Pesukei de Zimra, or should I just say Baruch Shamar Ashrei Nishtabach? So that we'll all discuss.
You mean Baruch Hu and then continue?
Right, continue. Right. So the question is that also when we say Baruch Hu, what exactly does, what is that going on? And does it have any ramifications? If I say Baruch Hu after davening, have I helped myself at all? We know that the minhag in the Nusach Svar and the minhag Svardi is to say Baruch Hu after davening. Interesting, minhag Eretz Yisrael, at least that I'm familiar with, follows that even the Bashacharis, even a lot of the Ashkenazic shuls say Baruch Hu after davening, except for Monday and Thursday. Why? Because if you come that late to shul on Monday and Thursday and you miss Kriyas HaTorah, you didn't hear that Baruch Hu. So you know what? We're not going to say Baruch Hu after davening for you. That's essentially the reason. The Sfardim, I guess, are a little more, they have a little more rahmanis, compassionate. By Meir, we know also by Meir. So let's see the siman in the Shulchan Aruch and in the Mishnah Berurah so that we can discuss these different inyanim. And it's interesting that this is one of the smallest si'ifim we've done, the simanim that we've done, actually, and it's chock full of stuff. I can't put it into one shiur, but we'll do as much as we can tonight. Omer Shliach Tziba Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMavorach V'onim Achrav Baruch Hashem HaMavorach L'Yoylam V'ed. No Chidushim yet. V'chozer Shliach Tziba V'omer Baruch Hashem HaMavorach L'Yoylam V'ed. Maybe a Chidush there. Question there is going to be, when does the Shliach Tziba say Baruch Hashem HaMavorach L'Yoylam V'ed? Does he say it together with the Tziba when they say it, or does he wait till the Tziba finishes and say it afterwards? What? V'chozer seems to be, V'chozer seems to be not at the time of the Tzibur. Right. Nahagu, the Ramah says, V'nahagu ha-shliach Tzibur ma'arich baruchu v'hakal omrim yisbarach v'yishtabach. Right, those who thought we were done with Kaddish, v'od shechu ma'arich v'baruchu. If you look, Baruch Hashem, one of the things that art school decided to do, is that they decided to put in something that other Siddurim didn't put in, and that's this yisbarach v'yishtabach. And that is in the side of the Siddurim, side of Baruch Hu, so this is a real demonstration, and no charge, and they kept it. So you have Baruch Hu here, I hope everybody's noticed it, and here on the side, they have this tefillah that says, Yisparach, Yishtabach, Yisfa'ar, Yisramam, Yisnaseh, Shemosh, Melchayim, Melachim, Baruch Hu, Shurisha Lurakon, Ladecha Ein Elohim, right? And then it says the Enzol, Baruch Shem Kavod, Malchusa Leolam, Ber Yehi Shem Hashem Mubarak, Niatal Yad Olam. A number of beautiful psukim. So what is that all about? So that's what we're not going to have time for. Rabbi Gwynwald showed me that the Sharishay Minhag Ashkenaz, the sefer that was written, I think his name is Rav Hamburg, who defends the beautiful minhagim of the Breuer's community. So apparently, well, apparently one of the, it's a very interesting sefer, if you've seen it. So what's so interesting is that Mamish, that's all he discusses is those minhagim, meaning other minhagim, like we discussed, wedding minhagim. If it's not a Breuer's minhag, forget about it. So this minhag, apparently, I assume they must do this. It's unbelievable. So Rabbi Grunwald showed me. He goes on 4 or 5 pages. We show him Achroinim who say this is what you're supposed to say. There used to be a minhag that every tefillah with Baruch Hu Shacharis, he would ma'arech it, as it says right here in the Ramah. Meaning every single one would be our famous Baruch Hu, right? Na, 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 you know, the whole thing. Like it was, Rosh Hashanah. And while he was doing that, they would say this prayer of Yisparach Bishtabach Yisparach, praising Hashem in a different way.
Would that be a night also?
Yes, they did it at night too. They also be a marach. In fact, that's the makor that he brings. The makor that he brings is that on by Moshe Shabbos. We know the famous makor by Shabbos is what? He's supposed to say Vihu a little longer, right? Vihu Rachum. So it's a prolonged Shabbos kilu. So they had the minhag to say the special. And in fact, he quotes a special nigun that was said in Yana Diyoma, that was said during the Chodesh Elul. Machloikis, whether it was Chodesh Elul Mamish or during Slichus, but it seems that the one that he quoted says the entire Chodesh Elul, they would have a special. Can you imagine how much more inspired it would be if we pass in the Death Abraham that the new halacha is every chazan gets up, they have to start with na 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 na, right? That would be unbelievable. And in fact, though, yeah. So in fact, I'm sorry, I was just thinking. You know, in fact, by Slichus, that's what we do. The first night of Slichus, we all of a sudden go into Rosh Hashanah mode, which scares a lot of people, right? Right? You say, Ashen Shurisecha, and he goes, Yizkada, it's not a joke. That's the real thing. So can you imagine doing that every Moshe Shabbos before Elul? That would remind you a little bit, maybe even better than the shofar. So they did that, and they would say this tefillah. There are those that are very against this tefillah, right? I don't have time to go into this whole thing. Again, it's a shiur within itself, but there were those that are very against the thing, it's an interruption, and whether or not you can say it while he's saying Baruch Hu. Because he's saying Baruch Hu, or they would have such a long niggun, you wouldn't be able to have your 18-minute chakras, such a long niggun that he would be just saying, not saying any words, so that would be okay. So that's the machlokes. Then that, we're not really going to discuss. Makom shenagu l'sok al chavirehem bein kadosh v'baruch hu liyotzei or ol tzorchei rabim. Right? People will think that you're allowed to talk, even in mutter ways, we discussed this before, what the better time to talk is. So, he doesn't like this idea. But let's look at the Mishnah Berurah and see what he says about, at the beginning halacha, sinala. Omer shliach tzibur, b'kol ram, kidei she yishma'u kol ha'am v'onu baruch Hashem v'baruch l'ilom v'ed. Another important halacha. Question is, what happens if you come in, and he just finished? And the entire tzibur is saying, baruch Hashem, are you allowed to answer? Essentially, Baruch Hu is a call, right, a charge to the tzibur, right? So really, we know Psuki de Zimra is the tzibur, it's just, the Shliach tzibur is just really keeping the pace and saying, this is where we're ending, this is what we're up to. But he's not really doing anything until Baruch Hu. And then he calls the tzibur, and he says, okay, I'm not just a yachid. Rabim, we need your help here. Baruch Hu is Hashem Baruch. Everybody answers, Baruch Hashem Liyorlech Varad. So you have to hear him say it. And if it happens to be, there's a machlokes whether or not, if the Shliach tzibur, it says it very, very low, and you can't hear in the back whether or not you're actually allowed to answer, because what are you answering? Because even the people in the back, you can't be, they probably didn't hear either. So if other people, so that's what the machlokes is. If you walk in, and everybody says Baruch, and says, and you're, they're about to say Baruch Hashem, so you say with them Baruch Hashem, because other people have heard it. But if you're all the way in the back, and the whole clutch in the back didn't hear it, so maybe you shouldn't answer Baruch Hashem, because what are you answering to? Right, we're very worried here because we're saying Hashem's name. So we don't want to say Levatola. The Onim Acharov. So he says, the Onim Acharov, the Imlo Shama Echad, Me'ashliach Sibur, Kisha'omar Baruchu, Rak Shama Me'hakal Shama Baruch Hashem Yonach, Omi Mohem. So he's just like I said. Aval Im Shama Me'ashliach Sibur Levad, Kisha'omar Baruch Hashem, Lo Yonah, Rak Yonah Omen Al Dvara. Some people have this Minug, the Yarabah quotes this, about even Stam, there are some people who say Omen. Right? I remember I remember that so well because it's the Mishnah Berurah. When I was a child in the yeshiva I went to, / day school, so I don't remember why, but I remember saying Amen afterwards. Right? This guy, Baruch Hashem, Rach Lilam Ved, and I said Amen. And my Rebbe came up to me afterwards, and he said, you know, you're not supposed to say Amen, it's not a bracha. It always stuck with me that he said that to me. I actually said it by mistake. And later on, the Mishnah Berurah says there are people that say it. I said, yeah, but you know, Rebbe, the Eli Rava says, you know, in 8th grade, he would have said, oh, okay, you can go to 12th grade now. So there is a minhag to say Amen afterwards. So then he says, like this, V'chozer shliach tzibur k'dei sheyachol sheyekalo es atmo gam klal b'chal ha-mevarchem. So that's a very important halacha, and that is that why is the shliach tzibur? Because he needs to include himself. He can't just say, Baruch Hu Hashem v'orach, and other people say Baruch Hashem, he needs to answer. And that would be the machlokas, whether or not he says it at the same time. Most people seem to say that he does say it afterwards. Some say you should start a little bit. This is the machlokas also by Kedusha. By Kedusha, so when you say Baruch Kavod Hashem Imkom, do you say it with, does the Chazan say it with the Tzibur, or does he wait till the Tzibur ends? So there seems to be Peshar in the Mishnah Berurah, you say in the middle, right? While the Tzibur is saying Baruch Kavod Hashem, so then you start it. When they're up to like Mimkom, right, you start it a little bit. So maybe the same thing is over here. And that is that you should, the Tzibur says Baruch Hashem Baruch Liyolam, and then you start Baruch Hashem Liyolam. So it's, you help both Shitas here. You don't have a problem. And therefore, because we don't want him, he has to be part of giving bracha to Hashem. The aim shamasar below whom im lo ana imayim lo yasi dechavasa. So if there's only 9 and he's the 10th, so he has to answer with them because he has no choice. And then he quotes Magen Avraham b'shem. Right. So he quotes him. He's bothered by this Magen Avraham, which the Bir Halacha is very bothered by as well, because the Magen Avraham is soicer himself about what the halacha is here, whether you say it with the tzibur or not. Is he referring specifically to the case of Asara or not? Fine, we'll skip that. Dalet. The Omer Baruch Hashem Mevarech, Kasov, the Sefer Shari Ephraim, Eitel Dine Barachas Birchas Torah, Ketzas Shlichei Tzibur, Kishe Tzibur Omer Baruch Hashem Mevarech, Ona Achrav Amen, Bechozev Omer Baruch Hashem, Bechulo Tosu B'yada, right? This is not proper. Shekevim Shomer Miyad Baruch Hashem, Ein Zorach Lomar Amen. Right, so he says, you shouldn't say Amen, Aval Atziba Yomar Amen Acher Shilich Tzibor. They should wait not to say their own Amen. Fine, and he discusses that, the plige of what exactly he should do. So then he says, Anhei Be'o Chehu Ma'arech Dafka B'shach Hanigam. Aval B'shach Omer HaTevos, he's not allowed to say. So that's why some people say, you can't do it anymore. This is the problem by Birchos Kohanim. Birchos Kohanim, we know there's 2 minhagim, saying Pesukim and saying the Ribono Shalom. Is that what it's called? Right, Hirasan. So one of the problems is that they don't really sing by the words. So the Chazan says, you know, Yivarech, Echa. So the question is, when he says Yivarech, can you get the Pasuk in? Because you can't say it while the Kohanim are saying it. So many nowadays are against it because times have changed a little bit and that it doesn't go as smoothly as it used to go. Maybe the Chazan was Ma'arech a little bit more and he would say Yivarech Echa so that people had the chance to say the Pesukim. And then by that, also the same thing by the Yehiratzim, Ribono Shel, whatever you say there in the middle about the Chalomos is, are you going to have enough time to say it? Because the most important thing is to listen to him say, you know, Bashalom or whatever the last word is, to be able to say Amen. So maybe also there are people say you shouldn't do it. We know on Shabbos you don't do it, and that's why they don't say whatever their niggun is of, So that's why, is because of that. So some people are against that as well, because again, the most important thing is not to miss any words. It's very nice to say all these special different things, but to miss words, and the Mishnah Berurah was against as well. So let's get involved. If you flip your sheet over and turn it around, we'll get to where this comes from, right? So we know who should say Baruch Hu, the Shlich Tzibur. What is he doing exactly? Again, it's a charge to the Tzibur. Now we're really starting the quote-unquote real part where the Tzibur is needed here, right? The Kaddish, the Baruch Hu, we're coming into now, Birchas Kriyas Shema, the relationship of Birchas Kriyas Shema, Smichas Gula, Tfila, and Tfila, the penultimate reason why we're in Shul today. And he says that the Gemara in Brachos is really the first source where we see this written, and it's a very interesting context of the Gemara. And the Mishnah on Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis discusses the following question about the famous, as we know, Mezumin. So he discusses the Mezumin. So the Mezumin, as we know it, is a little bit different than if you look in the Mishnah over there. He says, Baruch Hu, we say, right, Rabbi Steinlebrech, Yishem Shem Yochniyat Avilam. So the question was, what happens if somebody comes in who didn't eat? What do they answer? Do they say Baruch Hashem Vavarech? And then you have other things. What if you have a mezumin of Baruch Hashem, 1,000 people, 100 people? Do you say something different to give praise? Because 10 is a lot, but 1,000, right? So if they have a meal at the Siyam HaShah, so this Mishnah would come into play. And then all of a sudden, when you're discussing Baruch Hu, so if you look, Rabbi Akiva comes in the last two words on the line. And he says, Amar Rabbi Akiva, my matzinu v'vesa kanesas. What do we see in Shul? Echad mevarchin ve'echad me'atin. Omer baruch Hashem mevarech, v'bishmar lo me'a baruch Hashem ha'mevorach. He's just correcting the words of what Rabbi Akiva really meant is, one person says baruch Hu, then we follow with the answer baruch Hashem mevarech. So this is the earliest source of what's quoted here. Again, and then the Gemara goes into Amar Shmuel, the Olam, Ein Yotzim Adam et Afmu min HaKlal. So this is an important halacha that we learn out actually by Baruch Hu as well. A person cannot take them out of the Klal, meaning if somebody says Baruch Hu is Hashem Levarach, I am obligated to answer that praise. And therefore, that's what we learn Ein Yotzim the Klal. Let's just first do the Rashi. If you look on number 2 on the left side, the left corner, right, why Dr. Baruch Hu? I couldn't really find a mucker for that actual thing, except that it's quoted in the Gemara. We'll see it's quoted in the Sefri as well. Right, so why is it Baruch Hashem Baruch? It's a very, very good question. I would look for that myself. I couldn't really find why Dr. it was Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMavarach. What exactly that means? Right, why Baruch? Why is it Baruch? Why doesn't he make a Baruch? And we answer Baruch, Amen, Baruch, you know. No, it's a bit interesting. By laning? So by laning, it seems to be, it's the same idea. Is that the Baruch Hu is also going on this idea of calling to order. The person who's getting the Aliyah, who's supposed to be the person laning as well, is saying, hey, I'm not just laning for myself here. I need the Tzibur to help me out here. This is an Inyan of Tzibur. As we know, Kriyas HaTorah is an Inyan of Tzibur, right? It's the Torah Tzibur that we have to lane Monday and Thursday, Shabbos Mincha. Why? Because that's what the Rabbanan ordained. Therefore, if a person actually lives in a place where there's no minyan, he doesn't have a chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah Monday or Thursday. And so because of the tzibur aspect of it, and I can't just lane stam, so that's why he called out Baruch Hashem Baruch. And that's why it makes sense that each time he's able to do it. Whereas it used to be that one person lane the entire parsha. So we know, he used to get Kohen, he used to get, right, and he would lane the whole thing. Now that we have the seven aliyahs, so each person is called and says, wait, stop talking, Baruch Hashem Vayrach, I need you to help me out here, I need you to be part. And that's apparently, this is the sign to start. So again, the Rashi says the same thing, a person is not supposed to yotzi, he can't be yotzi min haklal. Al yotzi es atmo achal pi, what does it say? Sorry, it's too small for me. Vahu Rashoi Lomar Shlosha Baruchlo Tov Shiomar Navarich Vial Yotzi Asmo in a cloud. Right, he has to answer. Right, he's not supposed to leave. Also, this is talking about that even if there is right, so we know that you're not supposed to go into different sections. If there is going to be 10 people, so three people shouldn't go off and have different orders. Four people of three. And even if you are the fourth person, you still have to answer. And Toso says on number 3, Li'olam Li'yotze Asam Min HaKlal. So he quotes to Yerushalmi, Min HaKlal B'Torah. Oh, V'min HaChazen She'amru Baruch Hu Meforesh Kevan She'amru HaMevorech Ein Zem Motzi Asam Min HaKlal. He's also saying something else by Baruch HaTorah and by Baruch Hu. He's saying that it's not good enough just for me to answer. If I don't have your help, this is all a Baruch HaBatolah. If I'm saying Chazar Sashat and nobody's answering Amen, so I'm going to have to pay for that later on. So I need your help here. The Sifri also quotes this. It's Gemara and Megillah that also quotes this idea of Baruch Hu. The Sifri, another early source says in the Parshas Hazino, it's unbelievable Sifri if you look at it, because he goes through what do we learn out from Kishem Hashem HaEkra Habu Godel Elokeinu. So we know by Birchas HaTorah, some people say as well, that's what we learn Birchas Torah. Yes, we learn from Birchas Hamazon, Kodesh Birchas Chinuch, but that's one of the reasons. Kishem Hashem Ekra, when I call Hashem's name, Habugodel, I'm going to bring greatness to his name, so that's why we say Birchas Torah. So Rabbi Yossi Omer Minayin Le'om Din Bebeis Knesses V'Omer Baruchu Es Hashem Baruch She'onim Achareyam Baruch Hashem Le'olam Bo'ed. Why? Tamid Lomer Kishem Hashem Ekra Havu Godel Elokeinu. That's why we answer Havu Godel Elokeinu. How are we going to be godless when you say Baruchu? I have to answer Baruch Hashem HaMavorach Le'olam Bo'ed. Forever and ever. And then he continues, and this makes sense according to what we learned, Amar Rav Nurai Hashemayim Derech Eretz Hi. So he continues and he says, Minayin she'ein mezam ela b'shlosha. So how do we know you're only allowed a mezimun? So he says, okay, Yishem Hashem Rekho. Minayin she'osim acha mevarach habu godel alokeinu. Minayin ba'amu baruch shein. So baruch shein was the last part, baruchu ha'am, onim acha baruch shein. So how do we know that when you say baruchu, the sefer is supposed to say baruch shein kavod machsoli onves. I didn't understand what this meant. That's the end of the Sefila of the Yisparach Mishtava. So it's an early source from the Sefri that they used to say Baruch Shem Kavod. I brought the Girsa of the Gra, which is a little bit different here, of what the Sefri said, and he says, Ha'oneh Omen Yosem Min HaMevarech. Godol Ha'oneh Omen Yosem Min HaVarech. So it's even on a higher level. That the Shliach Sefra is not only charging the Sefra, but he's allowing them to get even on a higher level. Ki'il, they're saying Omen. Right, so they're going, the person who answers Amen, or this in this case, the person who answers Baruch Hashem Mevorach, so he's put on a higher level. So it's like he's setting up the Tzibur to get even a bigger mitzvah, so that they can prepare themselves for Birchas Kriyat Shema and Shmoneh Esrei. That's the first inyan here. And the Beis Yosef and the Tor basically go according to what we're saying, but they bring in some new halachas. So the Tor says, V'Omer Shliach Tzibur, this is the number 5, Baruch Hashem Mevarech, V'Onim Achra, Baruch Hashem Mevarech, Le'olam Voed, V'Ad Kotzav Harav, Rabbi Meir, Mirutenberg. So the Maharav Mirutenberg says, She'ein Sarach Tzibur Lichsor Baruch Hashem Mevarech. Right? That you're not supposed to Lichsor. The Shliach Tzibur should not say Baruch Hashem Mevarech at all. And then he quotes the Harav Yehuda. So, because of the Sarach Lichsor, you have to say. So I must point out that Rabbi Schwab, in his Sefer on Tefillah, points out that he thinks this is a big toss, that it has become the minhag for bar mitzvah teachers to teach the children, when they get an aliyah, to wait for the tzibur to say Baruch Hashem Mevarach Le'olam Voed. And that he repeats Baruch Hashem. He seems to say, and this is a difficult makor, unless he's going according to this Maharam Mirutenberg, and this is what the Maharam Mirutenberg says, which I'm not even sure, that you say Baruch Hashem Mevarach when you get an aliyah, the tzibur says Baruch Hashem Mevarach Le'olam Voed. Either you say it with them, or you don't say it at all, but you're not allowed to repeat it afterwards. This is clearly not what our minhag is, and I'm not sure what the makor that Rav Schwab makor is. Even according to my Rubber, he seems to be She'ein Sarech Shliach Tzibur Lachzor. So does it mean that he shouldn't say at all Baruch Hashem Mevarach, or you should just say it together with the tzibur? So even if you say that he says that, so that would be according to Rav Schwab's thinking. Although the Torah seems to disagree, and he says, no, you're supposed to say Baruch Hashem. Again, Ein Yotze Osem Minaklal applies to Shliach Tzibur too. He can't just ask for praise for Hashem and then not respond himself. Ve'anogim b'chol mekomos, shom rakal yisvarach v'shtavach b'shah sh'shliach tzibur omer baruchu, l'chor nireh sh'yosir tov sh'lo lamro, today, right, so that he should have kavana for what the Shliach Tzibur is saying and not missing the osios. Fine. And he said, as I said before about Birchas Kohanim, that so too about the Pesukim, maybe we should leave this out. Okay. The Beis Yosef over here is quoted, he quotes our Gemara, and he quotes the Rabbeinu Yonah. I think I cornered that part off. Kasu our Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rush. And he says, in the underlined part, excuse me, ki hu yesh lo lachzor lamar baruch Hashem v'barach, right, so what do we say? The same thing, right? We say Baruch Rabbi Sayyid Rech, Yishem Hashem Baruch Mi'atav Yalam, and then the person repeats. The person who's doing it says Yishem Hashem Baruch Mi'atav Yad Olam, even when the Sefer said it already. Because he has to continue the praise. So it's the same thing. And that's what he holds. V'yachof Yishem Omer HaMavarach Lo Hotzi Atmo Min HaKlal. So you even have to say and repeat more. Okay. So now what we're going to do is we've seen the who is a good question, because the who applies to the chazan. The Chazan says Baruch Hu, but as we see, he's not only the Yotzi min HaKlal. That he has to not only say Baruch Hu, he has to reply Baruch Hashem Yivarach. So the Hu of Baruch Hashem Yivarach doesn't just apply to the Tzibur, but also to the Chazan, it seems. And we've tried to explain what exactly Baruch Hu is. And that's a little bit of a difficulty. We've seen the Makar in the Gemara, but as was pointed out, why Baruch Hashem Yivarach? Why that Bedavka? That seems interesting. There's only one Makar that I did see about it, and that was quoted, and he basically said, I think one of the Rishonim, so he quotes what Baruch Hu meant, and that why was Misakin specifically Baruch Hu, and he goes through each word, and why that specifically was chosen. But as far as a Makar, I don't know really where that comes from. So I want to discuss three shilos when it comes to Baruch Hu, and we can discuss many, many more. And that's the customs that we take upon ourselves with doing Baruch Hu. Realization is Baruch Hu is on a very high level. So what do we do? So one of the things in the realization of the call to tefillah is we bow. We all bow. It seems to be the common minhag. Baruch Hu Hashem Yivarach. So where does the bowing come from? So if we could skip 7 for a second and go to 8, because the Bir Halacha came before the Halicha Shlomo, the Bir Halacha says in Siman Kuf Yud Gimel, says HaKorea, so in Kuf Yud Gimel, by the way, he's talking about bowing during the Shmon Esrei, so there, the Bir Halacha adds, HaKorea, V'chol Kuma V'chulu, Ayin V'magim Giborim, Shedoichek L'motzi Tam L'minhag, Shenoagim Ha'olam L'Korea B'baruchu, Ayin Sham. He doesn't get it. Ulam, the MS, Yesh Leminhag Zet, Somach Masham, Mikra, he says that there's a Makar in Dibra Yamin. And that's why, Viminhag Yisrael Torah, this is by Tefillah Kilchasa, that's what he starts off with. When he quotes his halacha, he says, Minhag Yisrael Torah, and we bow, and you're supposed to bow. What's the Makar that he brought? Dibra Yamin, Leyomer Dabra Chol Hakal, Baruch Hu Na, Et Hashem, this is in 9, Elokechem. You should praise Hashem, Vayivarchu Kol HaKahal, and they all bless Hashem, LaHashem Elokei Avoseichem. And what did they do? They bowed, Vayikdu Vayishtachavu, LaHashem V'Lamelech. Right? And they bowed down to Hashem. So, this is a makar, this is Ki'ilu, like Baruch Hu Hashem Yivarach. So they bow down, it's a good makar for us, we don't have to worry too much. Interesting what Halicha Shlomo, and I didn't want to go through it too much, but for example, the Siddur of the Baal Tanya in the back of the Siddur, so it quotes different Minhagim Halachos, and he says there that we are not allowed to bow down by Baruch Hu, because Chazal in their infinite wisdom were misakin certain times that we're allowed to bow during Davin. We know we don't fully prostrate ourselves like we used to do in the Beis HaMikdash. We're not allowed to nowadays. And so we do a quasi, we only do it a few times, right? It's only on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur where we're allowed to mamish bow to the floor. So it really seems to be that even by modem, people say, are you allowed to bow by modem? Is that a real bow or not? So that we say yes, but that's something by Shemon Esrei. This is, right, when do you bow? So people have this minhagim to do different bows, you know, when they leave the shul, they bow. So that's more out of cover. But here's a bow that's he said, only Chazal are allowed to do the Baal HaTanya says. And he didn't like this. And there's a sefer called Zeh HaShulchan, which quotes that he thought that the Minhag HaGra was this way too, not to bow during Baruch. I'm not sure if this was true or not. I looked in the Halichos of Beit Brisk, it wasn't there, and I'm not sure about that. The Halicha Shlomo, though, says as follows. Rav Shlomo Zalman Abrach, quoted in a footnote, says as follows. He's talking about the different times when we do bowing. So he says, what about by Baruch Hu? Lo dikte kol kach lasos kalpe mizrach. That the Rav Shlomo Zalman Abrach, he didn't really, wasn't so makhlis to do it kalpe mizrach, it wasn't so important probably. Shetarach lemitzvah makar was very difficult for us to find the real makar of this minhag. I mean, Divrei Yom is not so bad, but he didn't think, umakar chayim, right, lahachavas yarer, the chavas yarer, so says, Toma al kriyazu, the high, ain lahosif, alachriyas, ola, right, so how can you add to this? So we saw the Bir Halacha clearly says you should, but he quoted this as, so you don't have to be so makhlis, so you're supposed to bow, but you have to mamish bow and go to Mizrach and bow, so he wasn't so sure about that. This same Baruch Hu is exactly the same Baruch Hu as Birchas HaTorah. We have the same halacha about bowing, and that's why there's a shiloh about standing up. Just like we know you have to stand up by Baruch Hu, which is not so pashut, the Sfarim don't stand up by Baruch Hu, but we are knowing to stand up by Baruch Hu, so it seems to be, if you say you're supposed to stand up by the Baruch Hu before, after Yishtabach, so too you should stand up by Birchas HaTorah when the person who's getting the aliyah says it.
You know, it's funny because you see people, some of them have the minute to stand by lane.
Yeah. Right, so that's 112% wrong. Because
right.
that's the Mishnah Berurah quotes. Right. So that's for sure. If you're not going to stand for Kriyas Torah, which quite possibly there are different minhagim, but you probably definitely do not, well, pi halacha, it's a very nice minhag to have. But to stand for Baruch Hu, that seems to be probably the best thing. So there are some people who just...
And where would you
bow that Baruch Hu? No, what we do.
When we say,
right? What do we do?
When people in the
Right, I don't think so. You say Baruch Hashem, Baruch Olam, right? But it's very difficult. Again, you're not allowed to bow your head when you say Hashem's name. You're supposed to say Baruch Hashem, Baruch Olam, right? And it's difficult because it's not like Baruch Atah, you have the Atah. You have to be careful not to do that. It's the same thing over here. So some people are sitting down and they recognize it and they stand up a little bit, like when a Rav walks in. So maybe that's also okay. But as far as Shizim Tzigur Shlomo Zalman says, it's interesting halacha, you don't mamish have to go to Mizrach, right? So if a guy happens to be, you know, in our base medrash, so he's sitting like this and the Arba Kodesh was here and he gets up, he's allowed to go Baruch Hashem Baruch. He doesn't have to turn himself all the way around each time. That's interesting according to Rav Shlomo Zalman. Again, because this is not a mucker, and it's a mucker mamish to the Shechina, you have to point yourself to the Shechina. Not so posh.
Do you have to stand?
It seems, only the Sephardim say don't. It seems that most of us say, it's a Dovashim Kedusha. It was only by Kaddish that we didn't. Let me just see something. Yeah, go ahead, you ask a question.
Not to gear up the topic, but if Baruch HaShem Baruch is really like a call to, or like a summons, sort of like,
right.
Why is it in the middle? Why don't we start up?
Oh, because that is the ikker of when Davin really, that's when Davin really starts. Everything else was really for us, for the Yochid, to work on himself, to...
But we said by Baruch Hashem, right after that first Kaddish, that's really, I mean...
Right, but that's not really a Tzibur Dikah thing. Meaning, what happened was the Anshe Knesset HaGadolah set certain Psukei Dezimra to say, Tehillim to say, again, to prepare ourselves, as we said, maybe Simcha Shel Mitzvah, to prepare ourselves to approach Hashem. But all of it is based on one thing. We're all doing this so that we can ready ourselves for Birchas Kriyat Shema and for Shemoneh Esrei. And that's the Ikkar. And that's why Baruch Hu comes at this time. It probably would be better for Baruch Hu to come earlier, because then people would come to shul on time, because they don't want to miss Baruch Hu, as we'll see in one of our questions. I don't want to go off the topic, but I didn't have enough room here. On the Halicha Shlomo, this is your question. It's a great question. We'll go a little overtime tonight. But you asked it. So he says, this is a great, this is the way he tells the story. Halicha Shlomo, or Shlomo Zalman Avraham. So he says, whether this happened or not, I can't vouch for it. But he says, Avrach Echad was Hetzik Laharav, and he had a question for him. And he was, the way he puts it, the Rav was walking down his stairs from his apartment, and he was bothering him with this question many times, as you see. And he says to him, this is unbelievable. So he asked him the following thing. They took the second Sefer Torah out, Me'aron called it, the Yashra Bazman Kriyas HaTorah, Im Sefer Torah Hasheni Al Sal Sol She'al Abima, Kesha'olun LaTorah Amu Baruch Hashem, V'hu Ona Baruch Hashem V'arech, Im Hutzarech La'amod, V'al Kol Ponim, Shema Roy She'yamod, Shu Masim Sefer Torah. So he's now, right, he didn't realize that there were two Sefer Torah, and he was asked to take it out, and now he's looking for the little kid to hold the Sefer Torah, which I've always been bothered by. And they say, no, this isn't their minhag. You have to sit. He goes, I have to sit. But now he wants to be a firm marker, right? Like those people who have to stand up by the tefillah from Medina. Because, right? But Kavod Sefer Torah probably says, you don't have to. So now he wants to know, he's asking Rosh Hashanah, what about Baruch Hu each time? Should I say Baruch Hu? So, B'chut Tzarech, does he have to stand? Right. Ha'avr Chazeh, Hidchu Lomar Atach Rav. He didn't let him answer. Katzav Halacha, he knows a lot more. Kisha Omrim Baruch Hu Tzarech Lamon. You have to stand. Harab Kvar Haya Ayes. He was tired already. He guess he's going up to his apartment. He didn't have patience. Lo Yalot Tzavlanut. So he says, no, Amr Lo Rab. He stopped in the middle. He says, Eifu Zekotuv. The host of Tov V'Nachon, it says. Kotuv Shiroi La'amu B'Amiris Baruch Hu. He said, where did it say it? He wasn't saying to him, where does it say it? He says it by Baruch Hu Shel after Yishtabach. It doesn't say it. He says, you know everything by heart. It doesn't say it there. He says, no, he only says Tov V'Nachon. He says, that's not what I'm saying. It says it doesn't say Ma'amash, you have to say Baruch Hu anyway by Kriyas Torah. It might be maybe a little bit different. Hifra Avrech Hu Medaver Al Baruch Hu Shel Kriyas Torah. He says, I know what you're talking about. So then he quotes, Minog Harab L'Shabbos, this was the minhag of Rosh Hashanah. Amalo harav, yesh harbei dvarim shekasov shenagu la'amud bahem. The anachnu ruuyim shenagim shelo la'amud bahem. There are a lot of things that say you should stand and we shouldn't stand for. He said by Yivarach David kasov harama la'nahagu la'amud v'lo omdim. The Chazar Sashas kasov harama la'amud ubi yishiyos nog. I don't know why by Yivarach David. I think everybody does stand. But he says, what about Chazor Sashat? The Ramah says to stand over the yeshiva, in the yeshiva, Snogu La'amod. After the Knesios, they don't stand. Okay? Snogu L'shavet. Gamken Hayom Minot Harav. That he used to sit, says during Chazor Sashat, the Avram David Rosenthal. I think if I'm not mistaken, that was the Rav in the Shul, Shari Chesed probably. She'alti Pam Echas Sarav, the Ramah says to stand. So he says again, and this was a very good answer, obviously it was a little tired, and he says, what about standing by Baruch Hu Kriyas HaTorah V'Avsa Shemam Shehu Machzik V'Yadu Sehva Torah V'Ono Lo Harav Kishehu Machzik Sehva Torah Hu Pater Mikol Dover Milakum L'Kol Dover V'Ein Shum Inyon She'amod Im Sehva Torah. You're not allowed, there's no reason to stand with the Sehva Torah. But the way that he answered him, so, yes, you're supposed to stand, but if you have something else going on, don't rush to stand. So let's answer the second question. The second question is, what happens if I miss Baruch Hu? So we see this minhag ki yadua, sometimes even by chakras, right? If you've seen this by chakras, it's unbelievable, right? At the end of the chakras, somebody will have, quote-unquote, the chutzpah of saying, I didn't come to shul on time and say Baruch Hu. How does it help? What has he done now? It's an interesting idea. If it's a call to prayer, so what is this guy doing exactly? Now, right. What? Right. So Meirav too. Meirav is obviously much more, because Meirav, unfortunately for them, the way it should be by Shacharis, is the first thing. You really can miss it. So, what about saying that Baruch Hu? Is there any reason? So, on first glance, it would seem that this is a shtick. What are we saying Baruch Hu for? The only problem is that we can't say that the entire nation is wrong. Why? Nusach Svard and Svard say after davening Baruch Hu in all tefillos that Baruch Hu is said. So why do they do it then? How is that helping? So if you look at the Ramah says, he's talking about Baruch Hu, about stopping in Baruch Hu, l'achashayis paulu hakal, kalishu Baruch Hu, v'yitzchil Baruch Hu yotze or, so you're not allowed to stop. Right? What does he mean you're not allowed to stop? So look at the Mishnah Berurah. V'yitzchil, aval im lo hitzchil choze v'yomer Baruch Hu la'osem shabal l'beis kinesis. This is unbelievable. If mamish, 3-4 people walk in, right when the chazan says, Baruch Hashem Vayrach, and they miss it, and now they just said, Baruch Hashem Yodach Yodam Vayrach, and he's about to say Baruch, these 3 people walk in, they go, wait, stop, we didn't hear Baruch Hu, say it again. And according to the Mishnah Berurah, he has to say it again, right? 250 people in the shul, he has to say it again. That's what the Mishnah Berurah paskens. How can it be? So some want to say that means that when a yachid has the ability to call other people to daven. Especially if he's going to be now saying the Baruch Hu, it's difficult to say how is it helping.
So this is the right.
So that's the problem with that. This is talking about in the beginning. So I didn't quote here, I didn't have enough room to quote. Others seem to say that this is not necessarily true. That even by the end of davening, so the Yachid, in a way, can call the Tzibur again, so that he himself can have a little more zechus in his tefillos, because now he's going to be saying, hopefully. So that doesn't make. But what I don't understand is, then why does Nusach Svar? Let's just say everybody in the Sibur, right? This is what they quoted. Again, I didn't go into it in detail. Let's say, for argument's sake, this is hopefully true, right? By Shabbos Meirav. So let's just say they lock the doors and they have to stay for the Rav's speech. Every single person is there by Shabbos Meirav. Nobody's coming late. So why do you say Baruch Hu after davening? How does it help? And anyway, the marker is they do say Baruch Hu after davening. So they must have something else. I'm not so sure. Can davening off on a good note? I'm not sure. I could do a little bit more research on it, but the time is late, so we'll just skip this. But just to see, there is a marker possibly for Yochid being able to come in and to override this. You're right. Once you say Yotzei Or, he can't. Why can't he override it then? And why in the end of davening is he allowed to do it? This I'm not so sure about. The last thing is an important thing about catching up to Baruch Hu. This is what we won't end off with this. So he says like this. He says the following. The Chai Adam brings, and if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, if you want to do a little tshuva research, so the Mishnah Berurah, Simon Tzadik Beis, Samach Beis, says talking, gives a whole lengthy tshuva drasha about coming to shul on time and the importance of tefillah b'tzibur. So the Chai Adam says, and he quotes the Chai Adam as well, the Mishnah Berurah, and he says, Harotze shezekabel tefiloso, yidaktikli is probably matzibur dafka. He has to say tefillah b'tzibur imatzibur. Kedechsiv, right in the quote, the pasuk is what we have to say. The ikar tefillah, the underlined part, is b'tzibur. Who tefillahs yurtchad, as we know? The hainu shi tefal asara anashim shein gedolim b'yachim. Zilo kamo shechoshrim hamon sheikar his palo beasara who rach mishum lishma kadosh the kedusha lebarachon. That some people they think that's the ikar of davening. Now I don't believe that he is saying that is not important, obviously. But what he's saying is that don't think that that's the ikar of davening. And when it comes to Shemoneh Esrei, so I don't have to be with them for Shemoneh Esrei. Some want to say on this that what he's basically saying is don't think that baruch hu is so important that you have to now stop everything you're doing and say Baruch Hu with them. To which, obviously, as we'll see, the Shel for Chuvas for Hanogas disagrees with. And he thinks, and he quotes many Makoros on this, that it appears to be that the Makor of Baruch Hu is very much connected to Yotzei Or. And it's called specifically to ready ourselves for this. And therefore, if you've already said Baruch Shamar Asher Nishtabach, you're a Machayev to join the Tzibur and say Baruch Hu. That's what he holds. And he, in fact, the Halichas HaGra, which he himself wrote as well, he says that this was the minhag of the Gra as well. If you look in the underlined part there, so he says, Shem Yad L'Acher Baruch Hu Yesh L'Hadchil, this is according to the Ramah, and the Bir Halacha also says that a person should ready himself as well. And then in the next paragraph, again he quotes the Bir Halacha, Roy L'Dale Kadesh Yachol, Yachol la'anos baruchu lehemshach miyad v'yotzei or shezeu ikar mitzvosa. Aval matati b'sevi yitzod v'shorosh ha'avoda she'ein l'maher b'rosh Hashanah. Except for Rosh Hashanah, so they say they're going to say anyway the piyutim, so there maybe you shouldn't. Ulamaisa, what is halacha lamaisa? Nira she'im omer maher p'suk ezimri yidali k'dei sheyizkar loma baruchu miyad yotzei or. Aval in Omer la'at b'kavana k'minhag, right? If that's what he does, so don't worry about it. If that's really what you do. If you normally say things quietly and you're going to have your kavana, so that's not. So he's basically saying nowadays that we don't have so much kavana anyway, this is a better thing to do. Yishtalim ro'od l'anos baruch u'behemshuch miyad. He thinks that this is the way that it should be. And then as you see, v'ayin b'sefer halichos ha'gra minhag, simon that quotes this as a halacha as well. So what I just want to end off with, as I spent the very long time, if you turn your sheet over now again, is to include the Me'ein Beis HaShueva on Parshas Yisro. I just happened to find this because of the shiur that I gave last week, and it is a very, very important idea for us to try to understand what Baruch Hu means. And that is that Yisro says, Vayomer Yisro Baruch Hashem Asher Hitzil Etchem Miyad Mitzrayim. He gives a special bracha, and quite a special bracha. He says, Baruch Hashem. He's the first person to ever say the words Baruch Hashem, by the way. To say Baruch Hashem, you were saved from Mitzrayim, umiyat paro shel Yitzilam. So Rav Schwab asks, how is it possible that he, Yisrael, is the first person to say the words Baruch Hashem? How is it possible? So this says, it's not him that says it, Mechilta, he was the first person. How is it possible that he was the first person to say Baruch Hashem? Right? So if you look at the underlying part, Aval, Amiros, Baruch Hashem, Shchias hayo yilchidim. It's shayeches liyichidim to say Baruch Hashem. Kamo shenogim etzfilas hashas, omer baruchu hayichidi es hamivorach. Right? We say Baruch Hashem hamivorach liyolam voed. That's each yachid v'yachid has to say it. Perish b'fi kol yachid v'yachid v'yayichidim omer baruch. And they answer, v'ayitha tam shelo amod echan mihem loma Baruch Hashem kolomer b'toris yachid. Omnam sarach atam lama the MS. So why is it that they didn't say it doesn't answer? So his first answer, which I didn't quote here, his first answer is maybe it's because B'nai Yisrael was going through a whole story. The story started with Yitzias Mitzrayim, and Kriyas Yantzuf, and all these things, and Matan Torah, and it. But until the whole story ended, they couldn't fully praise. But when somebody who's seeing it from afar, or heard about what happened in Mitzrayim, so he can come and go, wow, you should have seen. I saw the news. You didn't see the news. There's this whole thing with the scene. You almost died. They're right there. They almost got you. So maybe that's it. So he says that that's such a good reason. So B'nai Yisrael couldn't use the words Baruch Hashem. He can't think. So he ends off by saying this. The Yesh Lomar Od. The Hatam Shelo Amru Baruch Ki HaBrocha Shayeches L'Yachid. Right? Kenal. Eich Heim Hirgishu Shekol Echad V'Echad Hu Rak Chelek Migush Godol HaNikra Klal Yisrael. So this is good down the Kavsos. They thought they were just one individual of something that became something called Klal Yisrael. A tzibur. They were introduced to this after Mitzrayim. They're now a tzibur. So I should say Baruch Hashem. Unless Hashem tells me that I can say a shir like Al Yashir together with everybody, I can't say Baruch Hashem. I can't praise Hashem. And this is such a crazy idea, as we know. As I said last week, we say in Nishmas, we can't just praise you just one day all of a sudden and get up there. We're not allowed to say we can't thank Hashem one time and say, I'm going to start make my own bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Shehitzil Osi Mi blah 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 blah. You're not allowed to do that, right? They told the story about the gentleman in my office who wanted me to light Hanukkah candles. And I told him I can't light Hanukkah candles because this isn't a real whatever the reason is. So he says, oh, I'm going to make the bracha. So he said, 1 second, I have a sinner. He goes, Ma, I need to do the bracha. So he says, L'chadag Ner was bad enough, but what was the next one? Shal Tanisim. He goes, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Sha'asa Nisim L'chol Yisrael L'chol Amo Beit Yisrael L'chol Makom Shehem. All these things he's adding on because he doesn't really know what the bracha is. He knows it a little bit. And to everybody else, Baruch Hashem, it sounded fine. But to me, I knew. Well, I'm not stupid. So you're not allowed to do that. So here too, they said, we're Yechidim. How are we allowed to answer? V'ein lo la'avos Hashem ki yachid rak echelech min ha'am. It's a beautiful idea. We have to realize that our actions are not just for ourselves, but for the Am, for Bnei Yisrael, Lachein lo amru baruch, ad sheyavo Yisrael v'haru lahem shehu yachid, ger v'haru lahem lomar baruch. It took this person, this ger, to say to them, you're allowed to say baruch. Amil lamdu shelo rak kol ha'am b'yachid tzirichim lomar baruchos v'hodos elokei Yisrael, elo gam kol ha'yachid, v'ha'yachid mechuyov levorech es Hashem al anisim she'asa la'amo. And that is why you're allowed to say Baruch Hu. And that's why he said, it wasn't until the time of Yisrael where he taught them that a Yachid is also allowed to. And this is really what the idea behind Baruch Hu is that we need to realize that that's what the Tzibur, that's what he's saying, the Shliach Tzibur. The Shliach Tzibur is saying, yes, you're here for davening, and you came specifically because you want to be part of the Tzibur. But that doesn't just mean you can sit on the side and do nothing. If it's not with you, right? If you have, we say that if there are 10 Jews that are davening together Shemoneh Esrei, it's feels on such a high level, it's very difficult for Hashem not to answer you. Why? 10 people, what's the big deal? Because it's a tzibur, it's not just a tzibur. It's kol yachid v'yachid. It's 10, yes, it adds up to 10, but it's not one. It's not just 10, it's 1 plus 1 plus 1 plus 1 equals 10. That each yachid has that power to make a minyan. And that's why we have to say Baruch Hu, and that's why it's not simply, he says Baruch Hu, and we sit down and we say Yossi. We have to answer, Baruch Hashem, HaMavirach Li'olam Vo'ed. We have to answer to remind ourselves that we are kol yachid v'yachid. It's through our tefillos that we are allowed to and have the reshus to praise Hashem. And furthermore, if we can just end off with this time of Elul, we very much concentrate on kol yachid v'yachid. We concentrate in the opposite way on what we have to do. How are we going to help in parnasa? We need parnasa. Our family needs to be healthy and happy. We need to realize, even during Chodesh Elul, that it's not just us, it's the Rabbim, the opposite way. Baruch Hu as Hashem Avoirach, like Shliach Tzibur said, to recognize that we are going to make the decisions through our acts of tshuva on what's going to happen in Klal Yisrael this year. And that Rachman al-Islam, any bad thing that happens, we don't just say, oh, it's because of the Tzibur. Look at the Tzibur. Look, they're not good. No. It's because of me. Right? It's very difficult for us to say that X bombing happened, that you should go ahead and look at yourself and say, what did I do wrong to cause that bombing to happen? What did I do? That's a very, very high level of a person who could do that. But we should concentrate now to realize it's not just the actions. If a person is just, he doesn't care anymore. I don't care. I don't care anymore about myself. I don't care if I have parnasa. Fine, but do tshuva for the klal. Because each person, individual, does tshuva equals an entire tzibur doing tshuva. Obviously, that can bring very, very good things, obviously, the opinion of the Beit HaMikdash.
All right.